This is the Delmarva Power Postgame Show on the Shore Sports Network.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Coach, it got close at the end, but your team able to stretch it out, hit your free throws, and win the game. Your overall thoughts?
I'm really proud of the kids. I thought they did a great job of sticking in it and grinding it out. You know, we had a lead, you know, but that team is capable of scoring points in bunches. They got a lot of kids that can put the ball in the basket. And I just thought our kids played big, and I thought, again, Hicks was big. Hicks wanted the ball,
yeah. And
she was tired. You know, we only played 8 kids, so I thought that could almost hurt us down the stretch. You know, they played 11 kids in the first half. We played 8, and I said I was going to stick with that 8, and it was even shorter than that because I think Moy played the last 20 minutes. You know, so it was really challenging from a fatigue standpoint, but they showed a lot of toughness and played well enough for us to get this win. Big win for us.
That's good coaching, sir. The 8 players you played pretty well, so that's pretty good coaching.
Yes. What about when they don't?
We don't talk about that. But 6 for 6 from the free throw line in the last minute. That wins every close ball game.
And Hicks goes 4 of those. And Victoria goes to the line and knocks down 2. You know, that was big. That's the game.
That's the game,
and you know it. If we don't make those free throws, it's a whole different game. We're hoping to get a rebound. But I'm proud of them. They fought. I think they want to finish the season strong.
And another strong performance from Zubrisky. Second straight double-double. She had a couple assists in the first half there, really just showing what we talked about in the pregame, able to play the 1 through 4, and she did today.
Yeah, they posed some problems with their size, their athleticism on the defensive end, and our kids did a good job of taking care of the basketball for the most part. Down the stretch, we had a couple turnovers when they were running and gambling. But I thought we made the plays we needed to make. And Regine has been big with making good decisions. I challenged her after the first half of the first Saturday's game. And since then, she's really made good decisions and played really under control, but at the same time, aggressive.
Yeah. A great weekend, by the way.
Great weekend
at the Hype Center. Just what we need for your team, I think, and a little confidence level. The kids that are playing, the 8 you're playing now, are playing pretty good. It's looking good for the next couple games.
Well, I remember standing here last Monday trying to figure out what we're going to do after losing both games by combined 60 points.
Right.
And figuring out what we're going to do, and these kids found a way.
Yeah.